It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. All five Wisconsin investor-owned utilities have rate cases pending before the State Public Service Commission for proposed increases to electricity rates. That's according to the utilities watchdog group Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Content is here, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, great to be back. Thanks, Kate.
Well, let's list off the four investor-owned utilities we're speaking about here. Rate hikes, seeking rate hikes are Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and We Energies. Why are these utilities saying customers should pay higher rates?
Well, we're seeing a lot of increases at the same time. In fact, it's about $500 million in total extra added costs that would be hitting customers in 2024 and 2025 under these proposals. So it's a lot of it is driven by the building construction of new power plants, whether that's solar, some battery storage, some natural gas as well. We are in a building cycle, so that does put pressure on rates. But it is a lot to see the size of some of these increases, especially on the heels of the higher costs that people were already facing last winter and with increases that just took effect in January.
So the utilities are saying, look, we have these renewable energy projects that need to get off the ground, and that requires some upfront additional funding from customers. Is that the line?
It is, because with solar projects, almost the entire cost of the project is attached to the construction cost and just building it and getting it online. Because once you build it, there is no fuel cost for when the sun is shining. There's a big fuel cost with natural gas and coal, and there's no fuel cost with solar. So we're seeing that there's cost pressure now, and the hope is that that over time that the utility customers will see savings from the additional renewable energy that they're adding. And in fact, the one utility that has a decrease is adding, they're actually, WPS of Green Bay, Wisconsin Public Service, is actually seeking extra funding for solar, but it's more than offset by lower costs for fuel, for paying for natural gas and coal. So that's kind of interesting.
In that respect, if higher rates are needed for these upfront costs, could rates eventually come down?
That's our hope, because we've had the second highest electricity rates in the Midwest for too long here in Wisconsin. And so we do think that solar is cost effective, but we've been hit with this storm of higher natural gas costs last year, higher coal costs, putting pressure on customers. And so everything's kind of hitting at the same time, which is challenging.
I wonder, along those lines, what are the other market pressures? I mean, is some of the rate hike proposals due to inflationary pressures, that everything is costing more?
Exactly. So the cost of equipment, the utilities are citing inflation as well, as some of the factors. But also embedded in these increases is requests for higher profit for two of the three utilities that have full rate cases. So it's in particular, Alliant and Xcel are seeking to actually have more money flow to their profit and to their shareholders through their proposals. And that's just our profits in Wisconsin for utilities, for monopoly utilities, have been too high and well above the national average for a very long time. And we, at CUB, the Citizens Utility Board, we definitely see opportunities for savings there.
How is the PSC, the Public Service Commission, interacting with profit margins of these public utilities? Like whether they're allowing larger profit margins or cutting the utilities' profit margins, what do you see?
So there had been, our profits have been above the national average, as I said. There has been some moves to bring that down somewhat in the last year's decisions involving We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. The profit rates were brought down a bit, and that ended up saving those customers about $40 million this year, and also another $40 million next year, which is good. We just think that the commission should have gone further, because we cite to national research that shows that customers across the country are overpaying by billions of dollars every year just for profits. Utilities have cheaper ways to raise capital to fund their businesses than just putting it all on the backs of the customers and adding to their profits.
Looking to Governor Evers' two-year state budget plan, it calls for $170,000 to fund software that is aimed at improving how the Public Service Commission evaluates utility rate changes. What can be improved in how the agency evaluates these rate applications?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting request. We support that because the utilities are using state-of-the-art modeling software to determine, help them determine which projects make sense for the customers. But as the consumer advocate, we don't have access to that software. It's very expensive, and even the PSC, the regulator that oversees the utilities, doesn't have access to that. So it's actually a really smart proposal to help the auditors and analysts over at the commission analyze the cost effectiveness and the need for all the new generation projects, all the new power plant projects that are putting pressure on our rates.
Tom Content is here, leads the watchdog organization, Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Join in at any point in the discussion. Call in with a question at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin utilities seek rate increases ahead on top of what the Public Service Commission already approved that went into effect this year. We break down what these pending cases mean for ratepayers. Call in with a question, your comments on utility bills, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Tom, we heard from Steve and Madison called in to say, look, I think it's healthy to do what we're doing with all the solar expansion. Even if it costs a little bit more now, it will reduce pollution. What do you make of that thinking?
Oh, I think there's a lot of folks, a lot of people across the state who believe in that clean energy transition. And I think certainly when the proposals come forward, depending on the proposal, our analysts are looking at whether we think that the plan is cost effective. We think so. It's no doubt that the solar is cost effective, and obviously moving away from fossil fuels carries a lot of environmental benefits. So I think there is a good segment of the population that agrees with that. But we just want to make sure that everything is the most cost effective that can be. And right now, the way our system is set up, we think that there's so many incentives just focused on building rather than helping utility customers save energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the focuses we'd like to see, where we think that when the commission actually sets those profit rates, they should take other things into account other than just the fact that they're building more solar. It should be a variety of things, like looking at affordability, customer service, reliability.
So looking at a lot more things and then just focusing on one thing. You mentioned earlier the spike in natural gas prices, and Alliant Energy provides gas and electricity to parts of central southern Wisconsin as well. Next year, the utility is seeking to hike natural gas rates by 6.3%, electricity rates by 8.4%. How typical are rate hikes of this size?
So I think what's been typical in the last 5 years, we had a period of lower rate hikes, in part because we weren't in this build as much in a building phase for new power plants, and in part because of benefits from corporate tax reform law that came through Congress that ended up enabling savings for customers. But what we're seeing now is really sizable. If an Alliant in particular, they are over 2 years on the electric side, they're seeking 14%, which is very sizable. We don't double digits are not the norm in terms of the types of increases that generally come through. Having said that, of course, our hope is that this is just, this is the opening bid, if you will, and that the staff auditors over at the Public Service Commission, while people are enjoying the summer outdoors this summer, the auditors will be working hard on their audits of these proposals, and CUB will be working hard on its proposals to try to bring down the size of these increases.
Let's bring on another call. Mike in Wauwatosa. Mike, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. I am in complete support of a conversion into renewable energies. My concern is that if we take the rate hike, what assurances does the average person have that once they've recouped the investment on the building of all these new facilities, that rates will come down once costs come down and back to a normal level? Or is it just going to end up meeting a higher profit in the long run for the energy company?
Mike, thank you for bringing that up. Tom, what would you say there?
I think Mike Riggs is a really good point, and it's I think it's good to be skeptical about whether rates will actually come down and bills will actually come down because of the cost pressures that we've seen over time, and the fact that that we've been giving our utilities a more generous profits than they deserve. I think the fact is that this transition should make sense, but it's a question of how do you execute this transition? And one of the things that Wisconsin lacks, that other states have in place, is better planning for how the energy transition unfolds. The PSC in Wisconsin does not have the tools that are in place in Minnesota and many other states to actually look at the long-term plan and to look at the big picture and evaluate what's really needed. And that's one of the planks that we would like in terms of reform, in terms of enabling a more cost-effective energy transition.
So like the Wisconsin Clean Energy Plan doesn't give enough of a blueprint for these utilities and for Wisconsin in terms of, having a shared vision?
It's related to the Clean Energy Plan, but it's actually each utility has its own plan that they talk to Wall Street about what they plan to build. And in Wisconsin, there's no actually mechanism to actually evaluate that long-term plan. In Wisconsin, everything is kind of siloed. So every time a power plant is proposed, that's what the commission is reviewing. I mean, unfortunately, the commission lacks a big picture on things. And when you lack a big picture, you can't see all the moving parts, right? Mm-hmm. As well as you should. And that can result in overbuilding and overspending, which adds layers on costs for you and me.
Tom Content is here, head of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. As we look at the proposals for rate hikes and control of Wisconsin utilities, you can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Bring up your question. Tom, progressive groups in Milwaukee are urging the city to create a municipal utility. Milwaukee and other southeastern Wisconsin residents currently receive electricity services from We Energies. How difficult, how big of a step would it be to establish a municipal utility to replace a provider?
It has happened over time that investor-owned utility areas have gone to municipalization. But it is really a long shot. The proposal actually just underscores the concern that there is about affordability and responsiveness on the part of the utility. But I think in Wisconsin's experience over the last 20 years, the only times when it's ever happened that there has been a conversion from an investor-owned company to municipal has been when the company itself has actually proposed it. There were some utilities that owned small water utilities that as part of their portfolio of businesses, when at the point when the utilities were diversifying into all kinds of things, and the utilities decided to sell those back to the local communities, whether in eastern Wisconsin or in southern Wisconsin, But this is a real long shot proposal to try to do this, but I think it does highlight kind of the affordability challenge that we energy's customers have been facing.
I think we're also dancing around here the issue of deregulation. I mean, we have the PSC, the Public Service Commission. Wisconsin hasn't deregulated our energy markets here. What impact is that having on our utility costs? Whereas other places, other states, it's a different picture.
Other states did deregulate, and we, even though we're concerned about our high costs, we think a strong Public Service Commission oversight of our monopoly utilities is the way to go, rather than deregulation. The experience we've seen in other states with deregulation, whether it's Illinois or Maryland, you see a lot of companies coming in, whether it's fly by night or not, but a lot of people coming in with "here's a deal you can't refuse" kind of thing, promise of low rates, but the fine print is much different, and that was one of the big problems that hit customers hard after the blackouts. There was some of the price impacts from what they thought were good deals that turned out to be not very good deals at all.
A few seconds left here. Timeline. These cases before the Public Service Commission. Any idea on outcome, when the outcomes will come?
It should be by the end of the year, and before that, there will be the customers themselves will be allowed to weigh in through public comments. There's a link on our website, cubwi.org, to the public comment page of the Public Service Commission. The window for public comments hasn't opened yet, but it will open in the summertime. And there will be public hearings, in-person public hearings, we expect for all these cases around the state and in Madison, probably in the September-October timeframe. So looking forward
to
seeing a lot of people participating.
Tom, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. For disclosure, Citizens Utility Board is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.